Confirm a quorum.
Sorry, yes, we do have a quorum.
Great, thank you very much. So, moving on to the consent calendar. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any dissent? That is approved unanimously. We're moving on to state legislation 3A, the state budget. Rebecca,
good morning. Good morning, Commissioner Liccardo, Commissioners. Rebecca, along with MTC staff, you should have a handout. I'm not sure if it's a special color, but we do have a two-page handout on the state budget at your place. As you know, it was released just yesterday. We've been combing through it. Obviously, we don't, you know, have too many details yet, but I've tried to highlight here the key issues related to transportation. Of course, the big news is that there's no big budget deficit forecast, so that is very good news for transportation insofar as there's less of an incentive to come and raid our funds, even though they're pretty much locked up now. There's always a fear. So with respect to transportation, I'd say a few different items on that are bulleted here I'll just highlight. The administration's proposing an active transportation program, which is basically consolidating many different programs focused on bicycle and pedestrian projects into one program. It doesn't look like it's an increase in funding for this for these purposes, but you know, is an indication of the administration's interest in this area, and they're hoping to streamline the application process for locals. So that looks like a good idea, but the devil's in the details. With respect to cap and trade funding, the administration has kind of shown its hand a little bit here. Of course, last year the legislature passed AB 1532, which requires the Department of Finance to release an expenditure plan this spring on how to spend cap and trade revenues for the next 3 years. So, you know, the governor couldn't propose an expenditure plan with this January budget, but the summary does indicate, you know, their acknowledgement that transportation is the largest contributor of greenhouse gas emissions statewide, and that clearly transportation projects should be funded from this revenue. And there's a few different projects that are included in the budget summary. They mention mass transit was the first one mentioned, as well as high-speed rail, electrification of heavy-duty and light-duty vehicles, sustainable communities, and electrification projects that complement high-speed rail. So, you know, we're continuing to work with a broader working group in Sacramento on this issue, and we'll keep you apprised of that. The budget also proposes a change to the way that vehicle weight fees are being used. Currently, weight fees have been redirected to pay for general obligation bonds for transportation. That's something that we had to kind of swallow as part of the gas tax swap, and we're giving up about $900 million a year. So it's a significant sum of money, but, you know, that boat has sailed, so to speak. However, there is a change that's being proposed, and that is to make essentially change these bonds from GO bonds to revenue bonds, and so to have directly the weight fees are paying the bonds directly, and that's going to lower the state's interest costs, you know, which makes sense from a fiscal standpoint, but whether it kind of makes this whole use of weight fees that much more permanent for bonds is another question. So we'll be digging into that as well. The budget does propose an increase in planning resources for Caltrans and notes specifically that that's, some of that will go to improve and increase processing of project initiation documents, also known as PIDs. So I know that's been a big concern in the Bay Area that those can get log jammed and slow projects down. So that looks like a good proposal. With respect to STA funding, there's a second page of the attachment here that highlights the different forecast for Bay Area operators. It is forecast to drop a little bit from the current year. They're forecasting $392 million statewide. It's a reduction of about 5% from the current year. And for our newer commissioners, just so you're aware, this program, State Transit Assistance, it's really the only source of state funding for transit operations. So it's a very prized source of revenue, even though it doesn't comprise that much of Bay Area operators' budgets, but it's the only state money we get to operate transit. It is, at this point, strictly a revenue basis. So the legislature doesn't even appropriate this money. We just get what we get, and it's based on the diesel sales tax. And so when diesel prices go up, we get more. They go down, we get less. So, you know, it looks like diesel prices are forecast to come down a little bit. And I think with that, I will just close and see if you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca. Any questions? All right. Then should we move on to SCA 4?
Thank you. SCA 4 by Senator Carol Liu is a proposal similar to ones that we've recommended you support for many years. It would lower the vote threshold for special transportation taxes from 2/3 to 55%. We are recommending that we take a support and seek amendment position on the bill, and the amendment would be to go even a little further and actually fully restore democracy and have the vote threshold be 50% plus one. I would also just point out, as we were developing this and tracking new bills that have been introduced, we noticed that Senator Corbett from Alameda County has also introduced a bill, SCA 8, that's identical to SCA 4. So while we can't ask that you recommend a support position on that today, we will recommend that the full commission support that as well at our January meeting. And we'll likely have other bills in the Assembly as well. So this is going to be a key issue this year.
Yes, Commissioner Hager.
Couldn't we actually move the recommendation of supporting SCA 4 and any other Senate bill that is similar?
That should probably be fine.
Huh?
That should probably be fine.
Great.
Okay,
I'll move that.
Is that a motion? A second. Is there a second on that motion before we... Yes, thank you. Okay. Is that Ann? Amy. Thank you, Amy. Yes.
I just had a quick question. I know the language of the summary says transportation projects. Would this enable the kind of project and program that the sales tax programs, which include both projects and programs, to be included in that changed voter threshold? Or are we just talking about capital projects?
Commissioner, that's a good point. I'm just going to look at the bill language really quick here. I believe the intent is to make it, broad enough that it could include programs as well. And if it's not, we'll certainly look into that. And since we're recommending a support and seek amendment position anyhow, we could make that be part of our amendment that we would recommend.
Sam, the motion and second, let me get clarity. What was that for?
It was to allow us to support an assembly bill that's a mirror of this bill, even though we didn't post it.
Okay, here. So that didn't include this lower the threshold.
A Senate bill.
I said, or
any. You said any.
Yeah, any other Senate bills.
So that didn't include this 50% threshold that you're talking about? You're looking for that. That's an additional motion. Sam, is that going to be another motion?
I have a feeling it's about to get shut down.
I mean, it's okay if the other bill is identical to this, but right. Any other Senate bill?
Well, that's what I meant.
Maybe
I forgot.
Okay, no, not any other Senate bill.
Senate bill.
Or Assembly bill.
I want to talk through the chair. I want to talk to this going for 50%. I think it's a mistake. You know, when I talk to our taxpayers groups, it lessens the sting when it's more than 50% plus one. When you say 55%, they see that as a difficult threshold. And I just think that you're making a strategic error when you say 50%. You are going to get a lot more opposition to this. And if we can maintain 55, it is what is the standard for the schools, and it's accepted. I would caution you embarking on that, and I'll be honest with you, I'm going to not support it because I've already supported my county that the 55% threshold.
So the making of the motion is amended. Commissioner Wirth, I think you had the second. Is that right? Oh, okay, great. That's okay with the seconder as well.
Well, commissioners, look, this is a pure policy question that resides with you all. So I think. To a large extent, a lot of folks, and I guess I'm counted as one of them, is seeking like a normal democracy in California. And by most state standards, that's 50% plus one. If you feel as though that is not workable and harms us, I defer to your policy judgment.
Yeah, I think it does. We're squandering an opportunity. I think we can get to 55%. I think the public's going to support it. it stretches the threshold. I would caution we do not support 50%.
Okay. The motion has been amended. Yes.
I want to agree with Commissioner Spearing. I think that this will be an easy sell. I think the alternative creates all kinds of issues for people who are currently comfortable with 55. With the consistency, I think we need to get the win now, and that will benefit us at our level for sure if this goes forward. So I'm going to support that.
All right. Unless there is any other comment, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm sorry, I did not ask for public comment. I don't have any cards. I'm assuming nobody's jumping to their feet. Okay. Then we'll move forward. Thank you very much, Rebecca. On to item number four. Randy.
All right. So the continuing theme of don't let the perfect get in the way of the good. This memo before you has our recommendations for a few activities we do this spring, both in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. Each year, we do something. Sometimes it changes, sometimes a little different. So this year, what we're suggesting in Sacramento is that we kind of reinvigorate what is known as the Bay Area Caucus. The Bay Area Caucus has, in some cases, been an official designated creature of the leadership, of which there is a member of the Bay Area who is appointed to be its chair, has existed in the past. It has not existed in the last couple of years, but you know, just reflecting back on the long conversation you had on the Plan Bay Area at your prior planning meeting, and reflecting on that, while SB 375 appears new, it was actually passed in 2008, which is a lifetime ago, and in fact not even a relevant issue for many of the members in the legislature, even though you're doing a great deal of the heavy lifting to implement a policy and a state law that most of the members don't even know all the work you're doing. They may read about some of the tough meetings we have in the newspaper, but they really don't know why. And what we're recommending to you is that we do host a lunch for all members on the Assembly and the Senate side in the Bay Area to talk about the good work that we're doing here, to talk about the regional policies. You know, we get that members are interested in their districts, but they're also interested in their districts working together. And that's the agenda that we wanted to bring. The date we have in mind, although it says February in your memo, is that the Air District had held on many of your calendars, those of you who serve on it, February 20th as a date that they were thinking of having a meeting. I think we've confirmed that they're not going to need that date anymore. So I think that we can say with a good deal of confidence that if you're available on February 20th, that date can work for us as well in Sacramento. So please let us know if that can work for you. So that's the one item.
Commissioner Spearing.
Yeah, I'll get to
Randy,
that.
Randy, did you say lunch?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Why are we going away from the reception like early? It seems like we get better attendance at that
At the evening parts?
Yeah.
Look, our mind is open about this. To a certain extent, we're taking the advice of our representation up in Sacramento about what type of venue and what kind of thing they can get the most members. But I'll take this as a suggestion for you. From you for us to investigate what the best possible venue is to get the most possible members. And that can include doing something in the Capitol building. It can include doing something nearby across the street. But look, we want to get the most participation from you, but also the most participation from them.
I know when I was with the League, the meetings we held in the early evening receptions, we got legislators that were either going home or
right.
something. I mean, we got much better attendance, but I like the way your approach, the analysis you're going to make.
Right.
Yeah, I think you need to investigate this deeply because we have found with at ABAG anyways that what happens is these legislators now are bouncing from fundraiser to fundraiser in the evening, and you may get them for 10 or 15 minutes, but that's it because they're on to the next thing. So I kind of like the lunch myself. I think we might be able to captivate them for maybe an hour or so.
Thank you. Both of those ideas have been discussed at length by our representation. The idea that we can get them but for 10 minutes, but what we really do is we want them for a period of time. And so, again, it's a balancing act that there's never a perfect answer to.
Thank you. Commissioner Bates?
Thank you. I'm sorry, Randy, did you said the date is, you're thinking about it's February the 20th.
Correct.
That's a Wednesday.
February 20th.
You're thinking about having it in the Capitol.
Correct.
In the Capitol. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't really.
Yes, sir.
I was under the impression you were having it here.
No. It's in Sacramento.
Okay. Because you're not going to get them here on Wednesday the 20th.
He understands. Capitol is a location.
Okay. Thank you very much, Randy. And let's
The next item is removing from California to Washington, D.C. As many of you know, we've been on the commission for a while, and for those members who are new, we have for something on the order of 30 years hosted a reception in Washington, D.C. that has run concurrently with the American Public Transit Association, the APTA convention, which is always in the first couple of weeks of March. This year, it's scheduled for our reception is scheduled for Tuesday, March 12th. We have expanded this to include our colleagues in transportation across the entire state of California, our friends across the state, L.A., San Diego, Orange, et cetera. Want to do this event again this year. Given that Congress is struggling really to do anything, often the action is with the folks in the administration and the staff of the committees. And this is a widely attended event for them and the staffers of Congress. We recommend we continue to meet there. As you know, it's a crazy week in Washington. Members are completely bombarded with requests. It's a hard week, but the good part of the hard week is everyone's there, and we get everyone. And so we're recommending that we do it again. Generally, we look to the leadership of the commission to determine which commissioners go and how big of a group it is. So, but we are recommending that you look at your calendar for that date.
All right. Any questions or comments? If not, then we will go on to public comment. Yes, and I don't see anyone jumping to their feet. So our next meeting will be February 10th, right here. And please have a nice day. The meeting is adjourned.